Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Bey Zamar Aleph. Again, just the last shayla was like this. The last shayla in Gemara Daf Yud Aleph was that the boy minay Abayim Rabbi Yosef. Abayim is a shayla from Rabbi Yosef like this. What's going to be Hishlomim? You have a pregnant behemoth and you make the mother, the behemoth itself, into a korban shlomim. And v'lod the chulin, you say that the vlad itself that's inside the stomach, the fetus, should remain a chulin. So this goes according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you have a right that the uber is called lav yerachimoy. So if you wanted to, you could have made the uber kachim, you could have made even a different korban, but if you wanted, you could keep it chulin. So in the case where you kept it chulin, you said clearly only the mother would be makdish, and the ubi wanted to stay chulin. So it remains chulin. Now you took this pregnant cow, and you shechted it inside the base of Migdish. So maha, what's the locha? Is it osur or not? Because the vlad itself is chulin, so is there an issa now that you shecht in chulin in the azara? Because when you make a shechita on the mother, the shechita on the mother helps for the vlad also. So true, the mother is a kodshim ishlam mikashecht inside. But since that shechit is helping for the kid and the kid is chulin, maybe it should be yasa. And another shala should be, is that's where the shechita learns, that laman diyama, according to laman diyama, that vlad de kodshim behevi yasan hen kodshim. In the case, well, let's say first you are maktish behema, and then the behema becomes pregnant. So halacha is the kid inside it now is also kodish. Not because you were makdish it, but because since it was created from Vahima's Kodesh, it becomes Kodesh also. And that's the machlokes, when does the Vlad become Kodesh? Either when it's born, or else even when it's in the mother's stomach. So es nishana, according to the man the Yama, that the Uber first receives its Kedusha behavi Yosan when it's born, so now when it's in the mother's stomach, it's called Chulin. So the question is, mehev a Chulin bi azor eloi, when you shech the mother now inside the base of Migdish, are you over in Avera? Since that shechit is also helping for the kid, and the kid is called chulin right now, is that called shechitas chulin bifnim? So Amalei said back to him, no, on top of that Yud Beis, Amalei said, Mi karinim bei, do we call the pasuk of Tiyarchut mimcha hamokam vizavachta? Because the pshat is that by chulin is, the pasuk says you're supposed to shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, if you bring it inside, you chayiv. But this behema now, you can't shecht outside, because the mother is a shlomim. So since you can't shecht the berichuk machim, the place to shecht it is inside the base of Migdish. Shabshit, you're not over in Avera. Rashi says, the mahosam nafkulon the yosel ishkot chulim bazorah. The dashin vidashin, berichuk machim atazveich, far away, but vi atazveich bekiruv machim, vi azorah. So here, since you can't shecht it outside, pshit, there's no issue to shecht it inside. Now, a similar shalah would be, boy minay abayim Rabbi Yosef. Abayim is another shalah from Rabbi Yosef. What's going to be he chulin of vlad shlomim? Let's say according to Rabbi Yochanan that you could be makdish the uber, or according to Maskanim, or even according to Bapoda, where the mother was a tam and the uber is a tam, you could be makdish the uber. So let's say you're only makdish the uber, the fetus, to be a korban shlomim, and the mother, the cow itself, you left to be chulin. And v'shachuto v'achut, you took this cow and shechted it outside the base of Migdish. Maho. Is the anissa of shchitas kotchim bachutz? Mi mechayiv olay mishem shchut echutz? Are you chayiv? Because when you shech the mother now bachutz, that shchit also helps for the uber, for the fetus, and the fetus is a korban. So of course, considered like you shech in the korban bachutz. So are you over the aver of shchut echutz or not? Oylay, Oylay said back to him, no. Mi karinibay, do we call this pasuk on this type of a behemah that says vaviyam lashem that you're supposed to bring it inside? As this is shchut echutz is, if there's a mitzvah to shecht it inside, now if you shecht it outside the azara, you chayiv. But over here, this cow, there's no mitzvah to bring it inside. Since the cow itself, the mother itself is chulin, you can't bring it inside, so pshita, there's no avera for shechting it outside. Now, lishnachun, another lashon is, omla yinsa back like this, roll the pesachoyim moit chayovim alov, bachutz. Only a korban that's fit to be brought inside the base of Migdish. Then you shecht it outside, then you chayiv. But over here, since it's not fit to be brought inside, therefore, there's no issue shechting it outside. Senech Nami, this mother, you're allowed to shecht outside, even though the mice of the shechit is being done on the shlomim, the uber, the shlomim, but since you can't shecht it inside, there's no issue shechting it outside.
Yeah, Mishnah says now, Ye'en ha-meduma medama elu lefi cheshbin. Meduma, that means if you have truma that falls into chulin, let's say you have one apple of truma that falls into other truma, other chulin, so locker is if it falls into 100 times, it's bota b'roiv. If one apple of truma falls into 100 apples of chulin, so it's bottom. But if it falls into less than 100, then it makes those things also. That's called meduma. So Mishnah says, now, ein ha-meduma is medam elu lefi cheshbon. Now, from this segment, this mixture now, falls into something else, it only asks according to how much truma was in the first bunch. Like Rashi says, the Gemara will explain exactly what it means. A similar locker is, v'yein ha-mechumitz, mechametz elu lefi cheshbon. Same similar thing also, we have a dough that was made from sourdough of truma. So the first dough, you put some sourdough of truma in there, and it made that dough rise. And now you take from this dough and make another dough rise. So in the second dough, how much of the dough do you have to have against that first piece that comes in? So not that the whole piece is like chomet, is like truma, because it was only a little bit of truma that went in there that made it rise. So it's only lefi cheshbon, we'll see in the Gemara. But like Rashi says on this, Hamachumetz mechametz lefi cheshbon means isa shechulin. You had a dough made out of flour from chulin. Shenischamtsa b'sor shel truma. A little bit of sourdough of truma went into this dough to make it rise. So reikul asur. The locker is the whole dough becomes zos. It's not bottle because it made it rise. Now v'imnofel miyosi isa. If from part of this dough now falls into another dough, shechulin v'chimtsasa. And this small piece now makes that big dough rise. Sainoi srosoi, the piece that falls in now only makes the dough awesome. El lefi cheshbon sar truma shemuruv bo. Only according to how much truma really was in the first dough, not that whole piece. Yel lefi cheshbon sar truma shemuruv bo kloima. Im nof levisa achroina, it falls into the second dough. From the first dough, sheer godel, a big piece. Kol kach shehei boi misor shal truma shneschamsu mimenu. That enough of the dough of truma that first fell in would be in this piece now that the truma shaboy would make the second one rise, then it'd be yasa. But if not, then it's bottle and it doesn't ask for the second dough. So that's called ein hamechumetz mechametz alufi cheshbon. And it's similar also v'yein hamayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim is water that you fetched, a person fetched with a kli. So we know it passes the mikvah. But the Mishnah says it only ein hamayim shuvim poisim mesemik v'el lufi cheshbon, only according to a certain cheshbon, a certain amount. So see in the Gemara exactly what we're talking about, what type of amount, how does mayim shuvim pass on the mikvah. Like this, usually the locher is that before you have a complete mikvah 40 saw, if you have 3 lugim of mayim shuvim fall in, that passes the mikvah. So see in the Gemara what the Mishnah means, lufi cheshbon. Another locher is v'ein mechatis. The loch of mechatis, and you have the ashes of the paradum which you throw into water into mayim chayim. Oisem mechatis el im matin o efer. It's only at the time when you throw the ashes into the water that makes a kiddush. In other words, first you have to have water in the kli mayim chayim that you fetch the well water, and then you throw the ashes of the paradum into the water. That's mechatis the water, and not the opposite way. Not if you first put the ashes into the kli and then pour the water, but rather you have to have the water first and then the ashes. Another locher is v'yein beis hapras, oisin beis hapras. Beis hapras, that's it, had a field, that there was a kever, somebody was buried there, and you plowed over the field. So the whole field now is a suffix, maybe some bones of the mace is on that field. The locher is, if you had one field like that, and then you plowed another field next to it, so the fields around it do not get the locher beis hapras also. That's called one beis hapras cannot make another beis hapras. And Rashi says, a field that you plowed through one grave there, so that sod becomes asa, but the fields around it do not become asa. But then the Mishnah says, v'yein truma acha truma. Once you take truma off from your peiris, so that's it, it becomes chulin. If you take a second time truma, you can't do that. You can't take truma after you took truma once. Like once you take off even a little bit of the peiris, so that little bit makes it, there's no more truma here. So you can't take off a second time. And v'yein tumura oisa tumura. So look at it to us. If you make tumura once on a korban, you take your behemoth chulin next to the behemoth kachim and say zu tachazu, so the behemoth chulin becomes kaddish with the kedusha's tumura. But now you can't take another behemoth chulin next to this tumura and take the kedusha off it. That's called one tumura, cannot make another tumura. V'loi havlad oisa tumura. A vlad kochim means if you maktish a cow, and then the cow becomes pregnant, and it gives birth, so that vlad also has kedusha. But But the Vlad, you cannot make tmura from the Vlad. Since you are not makdish the Vlad by itself, it's kaddish automatically by itself, it's not called Gdusha Sapeh, it can't make tmura. This Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, have Vlad Isa tmura, yes, you could make tmura from the Vlad. The Maisa, the Vlad now is kaddish, has Gdusha Saguf on it. So therefore, if you take another behemoth chulu next to it, you could say, Zu Tachazu. On this, Omru Loi, the Chama said back, and the Chama says back to Yehuda, no, Omru Loi, Hegdish Isa tmura. Only something you amakdish shchur means the peh could make truma. But v'yein ha-vlad oise tumura. But the vlad right now, since it's not a kedushas peh, that cannot make tumura. Now the Gemara says, man tan, who's the tana at the beginning of the Mishnah that says, ein ha-maduma medam elu lefi cheshbon, who is that tana? Samur rabchiyah barabba, om rab yechanon, deloy ke Rebbe Eliezer. Our Mishnah is not like Rebbe Eliezer. Titznan, we learn like this. That saw shel truma shenofla lepochas mimei chulin. One saw, one barrel of truma, fell into a lot of chulin, but there's less than 100 times of the chulin. So therefore, we need to mow, the whole thing becomes awesome. The rabban and pasha tzos is not bottle brave. Now, for nofla min ameduma, some of this mixture now, a few of these apples now, fall lemakamacher into another place. So Rebbe Lezer says, medama kitruma vadai. These apples that fall out of here, since it has a din meduma on it, we consider as if it's mamash vadai truma. And when it falls into like to another pile, it only become botla if you have 100 times as much as what falls in. And like the Mora says, why in the parentheses, what's the hezbin Rebbe Lezer? Shanyan, because I have to say lechurma to say that so shenoflu hishalsa, that the saw of truma that fell in here, when you take out one saw, maybe that whole saw is exactly the truma that fell in. So therefore, you have to go to Churma to say, whatever comes out now and falls someplace else, you need 100 times as much as that to be mevatlet. However, the Chomerm, the Chomerm say, like it says in our Mishnah, no, ein medamas, elo lefi cheshbin shebo, no. So again, if this one barrel of truma fell in, let's say, to 50 barrels of truma, so it comes out right now, 1/50th is truma. So if one barrel out of these now falls someplace else, so only 1/50th really is truma. So all you have to have is 100 times over that 1/50th that fell in. You don't need to have 100 times this barrel that falls in. So that's what the Mishnah means. Ein hamaduma medam elu lefi cheshbon. Only according to how much actually truma there is in this barrel now, do you need connected in the second pile. Then the Mishnah says, Ein ha-mechumitz mechamitz el lefi cheshbon. So again the Gemara says, Omer Rababa, Omer Rav Yechanon, Mas nisen d'loik Reb Eliezer. Our Mishnah is not like Reb Eliezer. This Nan, we learn like this. Se'or shel chulin v'shel truma. Shenoflo toichisa. You had some sourdough, both from chulin and from truma, that fell into this dough, and together it made it rise. V'loi bozeh kedei lehachmitz, neither by itself was enough. There was not enough sourdough of chulin or of truma by itself to make it rise, but rather it rise together. Both work together. This is called zebezegurim. You have two things causing it to rise. Then it's therefore together, it worked together, v'chimtzu, and it made a chametz. So Rebbe Eliezer said the locher is acher achron anibo. I go after the last thing that fell in. If the last thing that fell in was truma, it's also. The last thing that fell in was chulin, it's muta. Whether what fell in first was the issa, or bein shenofal issa b'soiv, whether the last thing that fell in was the issa, doesn't make a nafkamina. The yoylam ain't osar elo, la oylam ain't osar achiye b'kadel hachmitz. It's only yoseh if the original dough which fell in, the sourdough of truma, it by itself can make it chametz. Then we say it's also. But if it by itself cannot make it rise, it's only with the help of the other thing, then we say like zeh v'zeh gurim is muta. And really, the reason why Mishnah is not like Rebbe Lezer, because the Gemara brings down, the Gemara Pesachim really learns out, that that Rebbe Lezer says you go after the last thing, that's only where you went fast and took out the issa. But in other words, first this some sourdough of truma fell in, and then the chulin fell in. So we say, if you later take out the sourdough truma, then it becomes mutter. But if you leave both of them there, then it's always also. Because Rabbi Lezer Shita is, zev is a germ is also. Meaning to say again, when these two sourdoughs fell into this big dough, even though the amount of truma that fell in is not enough to make it chametz, still, zev is a germ is also. Since the truma and the chulin work together, when two things work together, zev is a germ is also, according to Rabbi Lezer. So that's why our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Lezer. Our Mishnah says that the chametz is only kidei lefi cheshbin. Meaning to say, you have to make sure that the amount of truma that fell in here now, in the second pile, is enough by itself to make it chametz. But according to Rabbi Lezer, you would not need that. He holds zev is a germ is also, even if only a little bit fell in. Even though you need the chulin to make it also rise. But if it works together, that's also awesome. So Kitzah Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Then the Mishnah says, V'yein ha-mayim shuvim poistam es ha-mik fellu lefi cheshbin. So what does that mean? Man tan, who's the tan of our Mishnah? Omer Rabbi Chiyav Arab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Again, not like Rabbi Eliezer, like we said before, this is a different person. This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Mishnah goes like him. The Tanan, but not like this. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Mikvah shiyesh poi eschrim v'yachaso megishomim. You have a mikvah that you started to fill it up already with kosher or rainwater, and you have already more than half of the mikvah. You have 21 saw. You need 40 saw to make the mikvah. So you have already roiv of the mikvah with mayim sherim. So lachor is now, how do you fill up the rest? If you want to, is mamala bekesef. You can almost take on your shoulders, like have mayim shuvim, fetch water. Tisha esrei so, another 19 so you could fetch and carry it on your shoulders. Opoiska le mikvah. Opoiska means you have to let it like run into the mikvah, not pour it in, but rather Rashi says make a hole near the mikvah and pour the water into that hole, and then the water would roll along the ground. That's called hamshocha. If the water rolls on the ground, that's also a mitar and makes the mayim shuvim that the mikvah becomes kosher. That's called the Peskul Mikvah. We let this water be Mamshech, roll along the ground into the Mikvah, and the Heim Torim becomes Tor. What's the reason why? Like, why is this Mikvah Kasher right now? I, Lamaisi, used more than Gimel Lugim Shuvim to make the Mikvah. The Teretz is, Shehashiva Mitaheris Bereviya Uvaham Shocha. That's Rabbi Yaakov Ben Elazar's Shita, Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov here, that if you have Roiv of the Mikvah was made out of Mayim Ksherim. First you had 21 su of rainwater in the mikvah. Now you have right to fill up the rest of it, the miyut of the mikvah, with mayim shuvim, as long as you make hamshocha. That means you don't pour the water directly from your barrel into the mikvah, but you pour it on the floor next to the mikvah, at least like 3 tvachim worth, and then it rolls along the floor into the mikvah. It's called hamshocha. Then it's kosher. So kids, that's what the Mishnah means to say. Mayim shuvim only passels B'cheshbin, meaning to say, if you don't have roiv of the mikvah kosher. But once you have roiv of the mikvah kosher, then the mayim shuvim doesn't pasul, becomes in bam shocha. So Mora says, if that's the Peshan the Mishnah, then mechlal, it should come out that the Rabban and Tzavri, the Berebiya of am shocha loy, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying a kula, that the mayim shuvim doesn't pass only with the cheshbin. Mashma the chom that argue on him hold yes, that the mayim shuvim does pass the water, even like this. So it comes out, the Chum then will hold that even though you have roiv of the water kosher already, but now when the Mayim Shuvim comes in, even though it comes in Bam Shocha, still the mikvah will be possible. So what is that true? Abakasha. If so, Eloho, the Chiyosi Rav, and that was the Rav and Cain. He said, over Amr Rabbi Yechanan, name of Rabbi Yechanan, like this, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, that Shuva Shem Shechu Kula Tahira. That Rabbi Yechanan said, over is a case where you can make the whole mikvah by fetching water, and just don't pour the water directly into the mikvah, but let pour it a little bit away from the mikvah, and it'll just drag along, like roll along the ground, into the mikvah, make hamshacha. Even if the whole mikvah is made that way, because it also is kosher. So the question is then, Mani, who does Rabbi Yechanan go like? Le Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, we just said, even a miyat of the mayim shuvim coming in hamshacha passes the mikvah. And Le Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar said it's only kosher, we have roiv, mayim ksherim first, rainwater. But here we are making the whole mikvah with mayim shuvim, with hamshocha, neither of them say it's kosher. So that can be the pshat here. So Mursa Elul Avadir, that's not what Amish is talking about. That Avadir pshat is Reb Lezer, that this sheet of mayim shuvim, according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, he's the one that's being machmir. He's saying you have to have Rav Mayim Kshem first, then Hamshacha works. But the Rabban that argue on him hold no, that even if the whole mikvah is made that way, also it's kosher. So the kid said, that's not what Amish is talking about then. So that's what's not a kasha in Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon holds like the Rabbanan Shita, that the Rabbanan hold, he could even make a whole mikvah that way, even if put all the water, even though all the water is Mayim Shuvim, as long as it comes into the mikvah through Hamshacha, it's rolling along the ground, not coming directly from the barrel into the mikvah to be kosher. So what's Pshat Mishnah? El Raza Omar Rabba. Rabba says like this, the Mishnah means to say, Mayim Shuvim only passes. Lefi Cheshbin, El Omar Rabba, Lefi Cheshbin means Kalim. According to how many kelim you're using that bring the Mayim Shuvim into the mikvah. And therefore it means it goes like V'yosef ben Chuni. Our Mishnah goes according to Yosef ben Chuni. The Tanya will learn like this. Shloishesh lugim Mayim Shuvim. Shenoflu l'mayim. What the mikvah should be. That's the locha before you have your mem saw. Before you have a kosher mikvah. If you throw gimel lugim of Mayim Shuvim directly into the mikvah, that passes the mikvah. Now the Tanakhama says only if it comes in b'shnayim b'shloshe kelim, or if it comes in through two or three kelim, means each keli had a lug of mayim. It says a chiddush for yafilu b'abov b'chamishi kelim posim as a mikvah, even though these gimel lugim came because you threw it from five different kelim. Means even though each jar by itself had less than a lug of mayim shuvim, still it passes the mikvah. But Yosim Betchuni Yaimino, he holds Vishnayim Mishloisha Kalim Poislas a Mikvah. If it only, this Gimelugim came in only with two or three, at least each Kali had at least a lug, that's a chush of a shear of water. So when that Mayim Shuvim comes into the Mikvah, it passes. But Biabo Vichamisha, let's say you had five glasses, that you poured in five glasses of Mayim Shuvim into the Mikvah, and together it makes up Gimelugim, then in Poislas a Mikvah, doesn't pass the Mikvah. It's not choshev enough, each one is like bottom by itself. So that's what our Mishnah means to say, that the Mayim Shuvim only passes the mikvah lefi cheshbin, meaning according to how many kelim it came from. Only if it came from only two or three, but if it came from four or five, then it would not pass the mikvah. Yeah, then the Mishnah says, v'yein mechatis nasa mechatis. How do you make mechatis? At first you have to have water in the kli, and then you put the ashes of the poraduma into it. So where it says Mantan, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, to like Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds his kosher even if you'd put the ashes first and then the water. Because the Tan, you would learn like this. This is a locha brought down by Hilchos Saita, that Hiktim Ofor Lamayim. By the main morim, you make the Saita drink also, you have to take Mayim Chayim. And then you have to take dirt from the Beis Hamikdash, from the Azorah there, and put it into the water. And then you take the Megillah Saita and put it inside the water. So there's also putting dirt into the water. So it says over there, what's going to be? Hiktim Ofer L'mayim. You put the dirt before you put water into the Kli. So possible. It's like our Mishnah, you have to have the water there first and then put the dirt. Even though I'm just talking about Paradum, it's have the same halacha. For Rabbi Shimon Machshav, Rabbi Shimon says no, it's kosher. Even by Saitam, even if you put the dirt there first and then the Yeshua, still it's kosher. The other word says, in my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the time of Rabbi Shimon? The Pasuk says, by Mechatis, it says, V'lochu la'tomei, you should take for person's tomei meis, me'efer sreifes achatis. From the dirt of the sreifes achatis, says Lashon Ofer here, and neifa sreifas achatis, v'nosan olav mayim chaim, and you put mayim chaim on top of it. Skor tzmashm, you could have the ashes there first, and then you put mayim chaim. The Tanya will learn like this, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, v'chi oferu, is it really a dirt over here? V'aloi eferu, by the poradum you take in the ashes, it's the burnt poradum, but you have to put that into the water. So why does the pasuk use lashon of offer of dirt? So Morris says, according to Rabbi Shimon, that Shinu HaKosim Yimashmo, the Torah changes it from its mashmois of the burning of the ashes, and it says rather the dirt, Lodin Emenuk Zereshov, in order to be able to learn out Hilchos Saita from Hilchos Hiya Paraduma, they both have the same halacha. That in both cases, you have to put the dirt or the ashes into the water. So you learn out one halacha from the other halacha. That Nehemakan, it says, offer here by the Paraduma, It says the word offer over there by Saita. So Malahalan, just like over there by Saita, it's offer agavi hamayim, that you're supposed to have the water there first, and then you put the ashes, and then you put the dirt on top of it. So Afkan, the same thing by the Torah, Paradu Muslim, even according to Shimon, Lechetchila, the mitzvah lechidu is to put the offer agavi hamayim. That Lechetchila, even Rabbi Shimon agrees, that the best way to do it is first have the mayim chaim in the kli, and then you pour the ashes of the paradumer on top of it, and then you put the dirt of the azor, the base of mikdash, into this kli. But he just learns that from Shimon, O ma kan hiktim offer la mayim kosher, hereby paraduma, if like with the yevid, you would have put the ashes there first, before you put the water, it's kosher. That's this pasuk of that it says, "V'nosen olav mayim chayim mashmi." Put the mayim chayim on top of the ashes. Is afkan, the same thing would apply by saita hiktim ofer lamayim. If you first put the dirt into the kli and then you put the water in, it's kosher. So that's how Shimon knows to say that the biyevet would be kosher even if you put the ashes or dirt into the kli first. For the Gemara v'hochim, how do we know over here? Taka by paradum, how do we know this halacha? For ochim minolon. Rosh the sheet learned here means both questionable. His gears is for ochim hosam here and there minolon. How do we know these halachas? Samara says trei kroik siva tu psukim. It says v'nosen olav that you almo a fibration. One pasuk says put the water on top of it. Mash may have the ashes there first. Vodik siva. Then the pasuk says mayim chayim al keli. That the mayim chayim goes into the kli, mashmas, there's nothing in the kli. That first you have to put the water in the kli, they're called mayim chayim el keli, mashmas, the water is the first thing that goes in the kli. So it's a stira. When it's mashmas, you have to have the water there first, then it's mashmas, no, you can put the ashes there first. So how case it has to come out, according to Reb Shimon, rotza ofa lamata, rotza ofa lamala. That if you want to, at least with the evidence, it's kosher either way you do it, it's kosher. Yeah. The other one says, "V'tana didan my timer." What's John now? Our time. The Mishnah says no. It says, "But it's poros chatish. You bedavka have to have the water there first, and then the yeshes. If you have the yeshes there first, it's not kodesh." Amulach, he says like this: "Seifa dekrua davka. The seifa dekrua is that's the ikar. It says v'nosen all that's davka. That what that first you have to have the water there, and then you put the yeshes into it." I, the Rashi said, v'nosen olav, which is mashma, v'nosen olav, that you can have the ashes there first and the water goes on top of it. That only means the arvon, that there's a mitzvah to mix it up. So first you have to have the water, then the ashes, and then there's a mitzvah to mix them up. So verse says, how do you know that? My chazu told you the arvon to say, say for the kurodavka that it says the water has to be there first and then the ashes, that's the ikar. Dilma, maybe no Rashi davka, maybe the Rashi davka. That you can have the ashes there first and then the water. So what's the nolim motzeis amrit? You can't say like that because ma mitzina b'chomakom. What do we find all over that machshir lamala? The main thing that's being machshis, made causing the dinim, that's always on top. Is afkan machshir lamala? So rather the main machshir is the ashes, since that's the main ish, that's the main thing that for sure goes on top. Rashi says, "Mashani ma mitzina b'chomakom gagoyin b'soita." We find even by Saita that offer lamala, the dirt should be on top. Shua machshir samayim levadoi ve'ev lamala the kuliyama moida the mitzvah la'akdam amayim k'nechseva min offer. Everybody agrees over there by Saita at least that lechatchilu the mitzvah is to put the dirt on top. So since that's the mitzvah over there, the pesukim mashma that the dirt should go on top. So afkan by paradum also Rashi says afkan machshir lamala. Therefore, the Rabbanan dash in this pasuk by paradumam that the sefer the kroah that says that the water is there first and then you put the ashes, that's the ikur. And the ratio of the kroah that smash we know the ashes could be there first, then it just means to ma'arvim you have to mix it up. But the chom dash you know you always have to have the ashes come second, and that's the only time it's kosher. Otherwise, it would not make mechatis. Then the Mishnah says, V'yein beis ha'pras, oisa beis ha'pras. We have one field that you dug up a grave, so you can't ask for another field. So Mor says, Mas nisin de loik Reb Eliezer. Mishnah again is not like Reb Eliezer.
Tanan, we learn like this, the Tanan. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Beis HaPras, Oysa Beis HaPras. Yes, one Beis HaPras, when you go to dig up, to there's a plow around that field, the next field also becomes Osa. Fredimor of Rabbonin, they say no, it does not become Osa. At Kama, till how far? Is Kiyosra of Dim, Omer Ashlokash, Omer Reb Shimon Ben Abba, Sholesh Sodois, Ushtei Manois. It means three fields do become Osa, with 100 Amos in each one of them. Like the Mercer of the Kama, what's called the Molimana full row? Meyama. Kedetanya, Chorish as a Kev, Reisa Beis Apras, Molimana, Meyama. 100 Amos do become Osa. So Rashi says like this, Sholesh Sodois, Rashi says, Oysa Sodi Shoiba Keva, the middle field that had the Keva. Now the Sodi on both sides, 100 Amos of each Sodi on both sides would also become Osa. Because you have to be afraid maybe the Keva was at the end of the field. That's the Lacha, 100 Amos around the Keva becomes Osa. So the Chum hold, just both sides of the field become Osa, that's all the sideways. But not all four fields all around it.
According to the Rabbanan. Alright, we'll stop here.